Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. So today is the day that I am going to introduce to you guys a young lady who is a product inventor, a CEO, a woman's founder, and a self-proclaimed lazy organizer. So without further ado, I know you're curious. I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than the dynamic Miss Elizabeth Hunt. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So I want to know, before we talk about your product and your company, I have a question for you. I want to know, what has drawn you to entrepreneurship and what gave you the nerve to bring your own product to market?
I actually come from a family of entrepreneurs. So I've grown up watching them do their thing and sort of being in that environment. So it didn't feel as much of a leap. Like, it felt really normal. Like, this is just like a thing people do. Because my dad owns a publishing company and my grandpa owned a furniture company. And so I grew up with both of them running their businesses out of the house, always around. And so when I came up with an idea of my own, it didn't feel that weird to take that step.
Okay. That's cool. So, so when you were growing up, your father was like, he didn't keep like 9 to 5 hours at work. He was actually in the house.
Yeah. He worked from home before it was cool. he's been working from home for about 20 years because it's a completely digital online publishing company for computer programming books.
Oh, wow. Wow. And
so, yeah.
really neat. So he
that with a business partner of his. And so I grew up with that being just like, that's, you know, that's what my dad does.
Okay.
And so.
What's the yeah. your dad's company?
The Pragmatic Programmers.
The Pragmatic Programmers. I'm going to have to ask my dad, has he ran across any of those books? I'm going to have to ask him that because my dad is a software developer as well. So.
Yeah, he probably has.
that name, the Pragmatic Programmer, it sounds familiar. So, you know, as you are watching your grandpa and your dad, you know, run their own business, what did you see as a child that really inspired you about, you know, your experience watching them?
That it, like, it's definitely hard work, but it's hard mm-hmm. work to some degree when you decide to do it. So if you have to, you know, run the dog to the vet at 10 a.m., you can just do that and answer the emails while you're there or answer the emails at 9 o'clock at night. nobody's gonna have any issue with that. And you know, these last 2 years with COVID, that's becoming more of a norm, sort of across industry, even if you're not an entrepreneur.
Right.
But growing up, that was definitely like not normal. It was like you went and you were stuck in a building all day. And I'm an introvert. My dad's an introvert. We don't necessarily like being around that many people all the time. It's very draining.
Oh, wow.
So it's really nice to
I think
have some
I'm
control
starting.
over when you're interacting with people.
I sometimes could be an introvert, but most of the time I'm an extrovert. So Elizabeth, I want to know, like, when did you start? Like, how long did it take you to, like, from noticing this need to, like, actually doing something about it?
Not long at all, because I happen to be in a really good space for it.
Okay.
My first entrepreneurial experience was actually when I was in middle school. I started my own publishing company because I wanted to write my own books. And publishing being a difficult industry because books are going electronic, that never really went anywhere. But it gave me a lot of the sort of basic knowledge and skills that I continued developing through college and stuff. So when I finally had an idea that I knew would work, I didn't hesitate. So I bought a house. I was renovating the bathroom with a little bit of money that I had left over. Nothing extensive, just like a new vanity, new paint, stuff like that. But it's a very small bathroom. Maybe 3 inches of counter space on either side, teeny tiny drawers, maybe 2 inches of like height in the drawer.
Okay.
And sharing it with another human being, which doesn't make storing contact lenses super easy, conducive. You know, I either had to like bend over all the time or they were on the counter, causing problems. And so I looked online because I live near the Container Store and I'm like, they've got containers for everything. Surely somebody has something that will let me just like keep them out of the way, but, you know, grab the one I need them and make it, you know, nicer looking and easier to use.
Right.
And so I Googled, as we all do.
We always Google.
And I could not find anything.
You couldn't find anything?
At least nothing that, yeah, nothing that I like. I found like one thing in France that was like $50, but wasn't like what I had in my head as useful. And I'm like, I'm not paying $50 for something that's not like exactly what I need. And there were a couple like Etsy stores that like hadn't been up and running in multiple years. And those were also like pretty expensive.
Right.
I was like, it's a, it can't be this hard. So I sat down, with my, I use Rocket Books cause I can, erase them pretty easily. And started sketching what I could see in my head as what to me was the ideal container.
Okay. The ideal container to organize.
To organize the daily contact lenses.
Okay, because, you know, I know what you do, but our listeners don't. So.
Our listeners don't, yep.
So,
yeah, so I sat down and sketched out the ideal container for the daily contact lenses and just kind of, you know, went from there, went from that design. And within a month of having the idea, I had registered the LLC.
So you registered the LLC, and then what else did you do?
So once I registered the LLC, I made sure I had the domain name, and you know, the basic website package.
So I have to ask you a question.
So that
In the process of
Yes.
purchasing a domain name, did you do a trademark search on the name before you purchased the domain to make sure nobody else was using it?
I did not do a trademark search, but I did do a Google search.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
I did multiple Google searches for various like words and keywords that I thought would be close to what I wanted to get the idea of across, that this was a company that sold things for eyes. And I very specifically went for Opto.org, because I could not find, there was very little competition for that string of words, when you were Googling it. And so I figured, and the domain name was available, and all of that. So I'm like, okay, so this is like, I'm good with this.
That
And
sounds
then it,
good.
I did end up trademarking it about a year later, but I started with just a Google search.
Yeah, I mean, you did the right thing. So, I mean, for me, the SEO Queen is trademarked, and it was a little bit of it wasn't as straightforward as your process. I actually ended up when I started my company, I could not afford to buy the SEOQueen.com. And that domain was on sale until I bought it. And
Wow.
yeah, so, but before I bought the SEOQueen.com, I was gifted. Can you believe this? I was gifted by one of my clients, SEOQueen.com. They wanted me to have, because I was using the SEOQueen.net. They wanted me to have SEOQueen.com. I still to this day don't know what they paid for it, but they gave it to me
Wow.
just because. And whenever this individual calls me, I drop everything and take care of that issue because I am so grateful. But
Yeah.
I think one mistake I see business owners make is they'll pick a brand name and not check if it's trademarked. They'll won't look at all the different domain names. They won't check the social media handles. And this is very important. You don't want to invest in a brand name if you can't own the whole thing, because your online presence is your brand. That's your goodwill.
Definitely.
That's money. That's money.
That's
And
why one of our first steps after, like before we had even found like a 3D CAD modeler, or like all we had was a sketch, I went ahead and I locked in the domain name and all of the social media accounts because I knew that that would matter.
And it's very important. And you did the right thing. Like on my journey, like I monitor the SEO Queen reputation all the time. In fact, I need to get with my attorneys because I have two cease and desist letters to send out. And
Oh, wow.
yeah, because there's always women out here who start doing SEO, and all of a sudden they want to call themselves the queen of SEO or the SEO queen, and it's like, yeah, try another moniker. Try another
Yeah.
moniker. Yeah, but I think this is really critical. Like when you talk about business strategy, is like really being clear about your brand and being able to own it on all digital platforms is important. Like when I saw that there was no trademark on SEO Queen, and even though I didn't own the SEOQueen.com yet, I positioned my brand in such a way where I could, achieve what I achieved, and I trademarked SEO Queen. And then I submitted my paperwork to Twitter, and Twitter gave me the Twitter handle, the SEO Queen. So I was really grateful about that once I had the trademark. So that was pre-Elon Musk, though, pre-Elon Musk when I had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like now, but the best policy is to plan ahead, like you did. So after you got your sketch, you got your domain names, your social media all lined up. What did you do next?
Then I had to get some prototypes and make sure that like my dimensions were correct and that it worked the way that I thought it would work. So I used Upwork because I myself have taken contracts off of Upwork and like mostly for like book layout. I get a lot of book layout jobs through there. So I knew it was a reputable place to find people. And I found someone that had 3D modeling software because everything on my computer that was 3D modeling capable would not export to a step file. And I knew that I needed a step file in order to get it like actually physically printed with a 3D printer.
Gotcha. So, so you found someone on Upwork. Okay, great. How long did it take them to take your sketch and create the step file?
It was like a week, maybe, possibly two, to get the initial file. And then we printed it and it wasn't quite the right size, so we tweaked it and we printed it again. And by the third time we printed the prototype, it was where I wanted it and it was good to go.
I think that is just so cool to have an idea about a product and bring it to market. That is so cool. And you use 3D printing. Now, did you go through like a prototyping consulting company, or did you just take the file and go to a machine shop, or how did you get a hold of a 3D printer?
Same way, actually. I posted a job on Upwork, and I was like, okay, who has a 3D printer in their garage and can do this for me? Because I was looking at some of these companies, some of these things, and they were charging an exorbitant amount of money for a prototype. And having gone to college at an art school, I knew that people just had these laying around that would probably appreciate some extra cash. So I found someone in Texas with a 3D printer in their basement. I'm like, hey, can you print this file for me and mail it to you? I'll, pay you for the filament and the shipping. And a little bit extra for the time. And that brought the cost down dramatically. So I felt comfortable doing a couple prototype rounds on the limited budget that we had until we got the design right. And like it was still like $100, but it was like way better. Than some of these big prototyping companies.
Wow, that is really that's a really a great gem to, utilize Upwork. Upwork has so many resources on it. With the you can get post jobs and respond to jobs. I mean, Upwork is pretty cool in that manner. So tell me, like, how did you feel when you finally got the third prototype and you were like, this is it? How did you feel about that?
Was very exciting, like it, especially like knowing that it would work and seeing how pretty it was. It's like the you start like bouncing the balls of your feet, kind of like excitement.
Right. Because I mean, if I were you, I mean, the SEO Queen just finally, we just finally got our first two certifications with the state of California for being a small business. And I was so
Oh, nice.
happy. I was just like really patting myself on the back and really being excited. So I can just imagine if you sketch this product. You sketch this product, and a few months later, it goes from just being a flat design on the piece of paper to this beautiful organizer. I really like the black one.
Yes.
Contact lens organizer or dispenser. I can imagine that was a special moment.
Yeah, it was funny with the black one when I've got the first. So after we did the prototyping, we found an injection mold company through Alibaba. So it's produced in China from an injection molding company there. And I did not take that search lightly. I had like so many spreadsheets comparing the pros and cons of various companies before I picked one to work with. But they sent me sort of seven test prints. And when I got the black one, it was like, that was the first time I'd seen it in black because I'd done white for all the prototypes. And it was so exciting, but it was also like, it's very reflective, which is really awesome. But it also makes it like a huge pain in the butt to photograph.
Oh.
It
Yeah, you have to do it in the
looks
right
so
amount of
nice.
light, the right amount of light with no
Yeah.
flash.
With no flash. And like, I can't stand in front of it. Like, I can't take a head-on shot of it without then using Photoshop because you can actually see my reflection in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That
Which is like really cool because it makes it look really nice in your space, but
right.
it's very it poses a problem for the social media.
Yeah, that is so cool. So tell me, so once you got the prototype and you decided, you know, how many you were going to order and the orders came, how did you get your product featured in it was Women in Optometry and some other media platforms? How did you go about that?
Yes, that was actually very much entirely due to the help of Alex Batdorf. She accepted me into her
Alex
Get Shit
Bat.
Done program.
Oh, yes, Alex. Shout out to Alex Batdorf. Shout out to her, my girl, Alex.
She's great. She accepted me into her Get Shit Done accelerator cohort the January after I registered my LLC. So we had some prototypes in yet. Have any like mass stock. But she thought the idea was awesome. She thought I was awesome. And she let me join this wonderful group of ladies. And you know, through that accelerator program, I learned like how to do basic PR, how to find people that actually know what they're doing about PR, and like the basics of that. And I had written out a couple like templates and tried to send them around, and it wasn't getting any response right. So I sent it to Alex, and Alex was like, "What you have sounds like work. They don't like to answer to work. Try this template instead." And so she wrote me up a new template that I then, you know, plugged my information in, into and started sending to the list of PR reps that I had gathered the contact information of. And some of them stuck. I was able to get the Woman in Optometry article, which was I think that was my first one. It was so exciting, you know, talk about jumping up and down. It was like, you know, my very first interview
Wow,
about the
that's
product.
incredible. So, you know, that I
Yeah.
think that's one thing that I think, you know, all business owners should do is strive for. PR, you know, getting that earned media is so powerful. And I think it's a game changer when you get the right coverage. So, and also seeing your name and picture on another website is kind of surreal.
It is, yeah. It's like it's really exciting. And I also found sending that same template to the social media managers of past schools that I've attended also yielded great results because they're like, oh my gosh, an alumni of ours is doing cool stuff. And then they send it to their media list that they already have a relationship with. Probably a much better relationship than you do because you're brand new to the scene. If I remember correctly, that link was how I got my other three articles, was because the social media manager from where I got my master's sent it to his list, read his email because they're like, oh, we know who this guy is.
That's incredible. You know, I think using your alumni connections is so important. And I mean, honestly, I can tell you as an MIT alumni that has definitely helped progress my company on numerous occasions. So it's really helpful to be an active alumni and stay connected to your former classmates. So I want to know, can you like explain to me in the time we have remaining, how can people, well, first of all, what does your device help people to do? What do you call it? And where can people go to purchase this? Because I know we have a lot of listeners who are not only entrepreneurs and who are listening to a lot of the great strategies that you've shared with us today, but also those who wear daily contact lenses. So I'm sure they would want to declutter their bathroom. So
yeah, so designing our daily contact lens organizer and dispenser, which is a long name that I do hope someday when we get like big, we'll just be the daily lens. We wanted it to be easy, 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 easy as humanly possible. Because like you said at the beginning, I am a lazy organizer and I knew that I would not use anything that required effort. So what I designed is essentially a box with three openings along the bottom, as like the dispensers. So it ends up with three compartments, the storage compartment and two dispensing compartments, one for the left eye, one for the right eye. And that way, instead of having to deal with the manufacturer's boxes on the counter or sacrificing a drawer, or otherwise just making your life obnoxious first thing in the morning, which nobody wants, you can just hang this box on your wall and you've got everything you need right there out of the way, but still easily accessible. And it's one of those things that it makes perfect sense once you see it. So for that reason, we've got, you know, a variety of pictures and videos up on our website, which is www.optoorg.com, optoorg.com. And it's got videos that you can watch that show how it loads, how it dispenses, how you tear it off, and how easy that process is. We also have a ton of content on our Instagram, which is at optoorg. All of our socials are at optoorg. Because once I have found, whenever I do trade shows or in-person events, as soon as I connect with that daily contact wearer and they're like, yes, I wear daily contacts, I'm like, okay, watch this. And I sit there and I physically demonstrate how you rip it off the side and how it takes all of like a second, maybe two, if you do it slowly. And like their brains explode.
Yep.
They're like, that is elegant so solution. Much better.
Wow.
Yep. That's always fun too. When I meet other people that have the same problem that I do with the organization and they see how much easier this makes their life. And they're like, yes, I get you. I love it. I want it.
That's awesome. So optoorg.com is where you can shop and purchase this device. You can follow Elizabeth Hunt's product company at optoorg on Instagram. And so my last question to you is, what three pieces of advice would you give to entrepreneur going from, 2022 into 2023?
That is a good question. Always be planning and have like plans A through D, because everybody always tries to tell you what's going to happen with the economy or with demand, or you're going to get advice out the wazoo from all different people, and usually it's conflicting. But if you have plans A through D for the most common scenarios, then no matter what happens, you have some feet on the ground. You aren't gonna panic as bad because you have a roadmap. So having those plans and having that roadmap really helps decrease the stress, of it being sort of all on you. The other piece of advice that says definitely leverage your network. You never know who in your network is going to be the person that you need in that moment. So being active, in whatever networks you have access to, and being there for other people so that they can be there for you when you need them, really comes in handy, especially if you're a solopreneur like I am. Because sometimes you just need a second pair of eyeballs. And if you leverage your network strategically, you can get that when you need it.
Yeah, I that's some great advice. So always be planning, leverage your network.
Keep records.
Oh yeah, track your
So
numbers. That's very important.
track everything. Track your finances so that your accountant doesn't hate you. Track conversations that you have so you can follow up when you need to. The more record keeping you have, the easier life is going to be. Because anytime there's a question, you know where the answer is because you have your logically written set of notes.
Now, Elizabeth, I did not ask you to come preaching on my podcast, but you did that, girl. You did that. But seriously, I think that is amazing advice. I mean, I have to be completely transparent. When I started my company, I was moving so fast. I did not keep track of my finances. I didn't do it. I finally got to the point where I needed some things to happen. So I needed like to pay Uncle Sam. I needed to do that. And I also needed to, get my certifications and everything else. And I was fortunate to find my bookkeeper, and this poor woman worked for almost 2 months getting my books in on point. So you definitely need to have, track all your communications. I mean, I'm a firm believer in project management systems. I mean, do you use a project management system at all, Elizabeth, to track workflow?
For this particular company, not yet, but I've definitely used them in the past and I'm very familiar with many of them.
Right.
And as soon as I need one, I jump in and I put it down. Right now we're small enough, and because it's just me, I'm still using the good old Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
But I've absolutely used Trello, Monday, I've used others. Those are the two that popped in my head
Hello,
immediately.
Monday. You know, I've used Asana. I've used Basecamp. What about Basecamp?
I've used Asana. I had a project that I was hired freelance for that almost used Basecamp, and then I don't know, they ghosted me. I never heard back.
Okay. Well,
So I poked around in it, but I never
yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to technology, having the right tools, just like a plumber or electrician would have tools when they're doing their craft, it's important for us as entrepreneurs and business owners to have that same mindset, because there's so much productivity increases that can occur with the proper tools, with the proper technology. And I definitely think the proper project management infrastructure, whether it's a spreadsheet or for more complex workflows, like a platform like ClickUp, that's what we use at the SEO Queen internally. And baby, let me tell you, I feel like I can finally rest. I don't feel like I'm missing something all the time. ClickUp is like it literally, you put everything there, and I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So, do
Yeah.
you have any, do you have any
A good CRM definitely worth the money.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, having that project management piece is critical. So, do you have any final shout outs?
Probably yes, but they all completely fled my brain. I'm definitely incredibly thankful to every single stranger that I have met who has met me, seen me, learned about me, and then given me their business card because they want to help me in some way. Like that's just such a kind gesture. And it makes you feel like validated that what you're doing is working, and that you're being seen as like a true member of the space, the entrepreneurial space. And it also reminds you that even though you're like a solopreneur, you're not alone. So yeah, shout out to everybody who welcomes me into being an entrepreneur.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. So today's guest has been Elizabeth Hunt, the founder and CEO of opto.org.com, the home and creator of the Contact, the Daily Lens, aka the Daily Contact Lens Organizer, aka the Daily Contact Lens Dispenser, aka opto.org. So you have been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, thank you so much for listening. You can always connect with your girl through the feedback microphone. Just click it and you can send me a message. Bashani Radio will send it to me. You can always follow me on social media at the SEO Queen. So without further ado, I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. This year has been one for the books. I also want to thank all the listeners for just being so faithful and just supporting the show. We have some great, I mean, some awesome episodes coming up. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you favorite this episode and keep locked in every Thursday, a new episode from the SEO Queen, the Tech Show. Thank you so much. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.